Speaking of El Capitan, somebody did a fun thing. A lawyer, he's both a lawyer and a coder, a programmer. And he actually read the license agreement, something many of us don't do.
Do
I have it linked here on the rundown? I'm trying to find this article because I want to read you in plain English the El Capitan license.
He translates it for us?
He translates it. There's actually nothing really crazy in there, but some things that maybe you didn't know. This is, here's a link from 9 to 5 Mac. I can.
You're required to climb El Capitan once during your usage of the program.
It's Rob Schechter who did this on the Rob report, R-O-B-B report. And he says, I decided to upgrade my Mac to El Capitan, but my computer said, on one condition, I must carefully read and agree with something. It even provided a cozy display window for viewing it, where you get to see about 10 lines at a time, right? And I did what everyone else would. I cleared my afternoon schedule and got right down to business, reading carefully the entire document. Turns out I was much too pessimistic. I only needed 33 minutes. I should note, I'm an attorney with a good understanding of license, trademark, and copyright law. I'm also a software developer with 20 years' experience. So your own read-through may take more or less time accordingly. So he broke it down into 22 points. So if you're curious what you've agreed to with the new OS X, I can't use, he calls it the captain, with illegal copy. He's translating it, right? With illegal copies of anyone's stuff. Apple doesn't sell me this software. They still own it. In fact, I'm just borrowing it. And if I install more Apple software, those are on loan as well. I can use the captain in two virtual machines and on one computer, which is a weird thing to say since, of course, it's free.
Yep.
But there you have it. I think it's the VMs thing. But these VMs cannot be used for business. Who would use OS X in a virtual machine?
Server companies.
Okay. Okay. The only exception is for software developers. So if you're a server company and you had one machine and you had 20 instances of OS X, you'd have to license each one, I guess.
Yeah.
I've got to read the separate rules that come with the fonts and obey them. I'm only borrowing those fonts, too.
Mm. But that VM limitation doesn't apply to admins, does it?
It says the only exception is for software developers.
That'd be really surprising. Because one of the biggest users of virtual machines are admins who like to create instances for every installation that they do.
I don't think Apple's going to come to your house.
Yeah, but it's probably
the Hackintosh market.
Well, there is a Hackintosh clause as well. I'll get to that in a moment.
How would that affect a virtual machine, though? Hackintoshes are always about changing the bootloader so you can actually boot natively into it.
Right.
Or just running a bunch of Mac installations on your Windows
on your PC,
box.
Yeah,
box,
I don't. Can you do that?
I mean, I know.
Could you use VMware and run?
I think they don't let you. They artificially don't let you.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I think that there was this would clobber on two instances that service that went up for a little while that allowed you to with a netbook or a Chromebook or a tablet. Use a virtualized copy of Windows 10 and Microsoft Office.
Right.
Excuse me, Windows.
Oh,
Windows
yeah, you remember that? Yeah,
Office.
Yeah. And you could even do it on your iPad, which was cool.
Yeah.
Apple clobbered. I mean, Microsoft clobbered that, I believe.
But that would also be, if it weren't handled by virtualization limitations, it would also be handled by you can't lease out this software for other people.
Yeah.
So.
Those cool voices, number seven, those cool voices for the clock, you may not use them in a remix.
Sorry,
oh,
Kanye.
You rappers. I know that.
Sorry,
Jay-Z.
Kanye.
Yeah, Kanye's been eyeing them. Slideshows made with photo, same deal. Don't even think about using them for some commercial purpose. I still can't sell access to my Mac via any kind of screen sharing. There you go. So you can't lease out a Mac via screen sharing. I must run it on Apple hardware. That bans Hackintoshes.
Yeah.
I can't help anybody else Hackintosh. I can make one copy as a backup. Unnecessary, but okay. I can't try to figure out the source code to any of this. Can't reverse engineer it. I must follow all local laws while I'm using it. And he adds, really, wherever I live? Because some of these local laws are weird. You may not use it with a goat.
Macintosh.
Yep.
You may not use it while afloat.
Mm-mm. You cannot use it in a car.
Cannot use it going far.
Can't use it in a bar.
I do not lack these software licenses, Sam.
Please do not put El Capitan up your nose or any other opening.
Any orifice. I can leave software on the Mac if I sell it or give it away. I better not use anyone else's hacked version, though. Apple isn't responsible for my hurt feelings for anything I see on the web.
If you didn't like that Star Wars trailer, that's your tough
your one. Problem. Don't come suing Apple. If I break any of these rules, the deal is over and I must immediately delete everything. El Capitan comes as is. I cannot send it to Sudan.
I cannot send it, Sam. I am.
I cannot operate a nuclear plant. I'm just waiting for the rhyme. Go ahead.
It's going to make a Q-Nix joke, but even that is helpful.
And I cannot, do not think about it, just plain can't make money. And this is the one that worries me a little bit. Yep. From MPEG, H.264, or AVC videos I create. For that, I need to buy another something from somebody. So if I were to edit videos on my Mac and then put them out as, let's say, a podcast called Mac Break Weekly, is that in H.264 form, which we do, in fact, is that illegal? Does that violate the license?
Make sure you have a copy of X.264 on all your machines.
Wow. Well, we actually use Windows now. But I bet you, I wouldn't be surprised if the same clause is in Microsoft's.
Yeah, MPEG LA is not on our side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what that's all about, right? So that Apple's just kind of saying, hey, well, you don't have to pay your license fee. See, we explicitly prohibit this. Thank you.
So if you want to sue 8 million El Capitan users individually,
go ahead.
Be our guest. You're not going
to
sue us.
Don't come to us. Don't complain to us. Thank you, the Rob Report, for breaking that down.